From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Afternoon Edition.
Right now on the Afternoon Edition, taking action after tragedy, the new gun control proposals in the wake of the Half Moon Bay shootings. Good afternoon, I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ryan Yamamoto. More from Half Moon Bay in just a minute, but first some breaking news out of Memphis. Five former police officers there are now under arrest for a deadly beating. They face felony charges ranging from official misconduct to second-degree murder. That case stems from an incident on January 7th when they pulled over Tyree Nichols for reckless driving. The 29-year-old died from his injuries 3 days later, and the officers were fired last week. Body cam video could be released later today.
We could also soon see video of the hammer attack on Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi's husband. A California judge ruled prosecutors must release surveillance video, body cam video, and audio. The attorney for the suspect, David DePapp, has tried to block the release of the recordings. The judge ruled since it's already submitted as evidence, it should be made public. And a developing story, two state senators want to require liability insurance for every gun owner in California. Senators Nancy Skinner of Berkeley is teaming up with a colleague from the San Diego area. Their bill focuses on the negligent or accidental use of firearms, which they say are inherently dangerous. The statewide proposal is being modeled after an existing gun insurance law in San Jose, the first of its kind in the country.
That legislation comes in the wake of two mass shootings in California. The man accused of killing seven in Half Moon Bay at the place where he lived and worked is now charged with seven counts of murder. 66-year-old Chun Li Zhao hid his face behind a piece of paper in a San Mateo County courtroom yesterday. If convicted, Zhao could face life in prison without parole or the death penalty. The district attorney tells us his office believes they know a motive in the shooting but stopped short of revealing it. But we do know a clue was found inside the suspect's car.
There was a note inside the car. We're not revealing that at this point. The question was whether this is any evidence of copycat at Monterey Park. And we believe the answer is no to that. Not just simply we're not sure. We believe the answer is no.
And as details surface about the deadliest mass shooting in San Mateo County history, we are also learning about the warning signs that were ignored. Andrea Nakano spoke to a former FBI agent and a psychiatrist who say the violence is an example of failed mental health policies and gun laws.
We don't look enough at the mental health crisis and how we're going to solve that. Some of it, I hate to say it, but maybe mandatory institutionalization is the way to go.
Security analyst Jeff Harp was a former FBI agent. As a security analyst, he now investigates potential dangers in the workplace.
Well, how many of these things do we have to have before we finally go, huh, those warning signs were serious?
Harp says the suspects in the vast majority of mass shootings have a history of mental illness. In 2013, a co-worker of the man accused of killing seven in Half Moon Bay asked for a restraining order against Chun Li Zhao. The co-worker claimed Zhao tried to suffocate him with a pillow and threatened him with a knife.
It's not just one sign that tells you, oh my gosh, this person's going to go off the deep end. There's a culmination of events that happen that lead to this. The problem we have is we got to be able to put all those pieces of that puzzle together in a manner that allows us to act upon it.
In the case in Southern California, the man in this surveillance video wrestled the weapon away from the shooter at a second location. Dr. David Spiegel, a psychiatrist with Stanford Health, says people can become a hero by just speaking up.
I can't advise anyone who's in that kind of acute dangerous situation, but he saved lives. And so if you want a model of what to do, it's to take a threat seriously and do something about it and get help doing it.
Dr. Spiegel says the pandemic and the isolation that came with it may have worsened some people's mental health issues. He adds, when you factor in living in a country where guns are accessible, it's a deadly combination.
So the combination of people who lose perspective, who may get delusional, or who just get angry or get drunk, and the ability to kill this many people that fast, is just a dangerous combination, and horrible things will and have happened, and they will continue to until we do something about it.
In the case of the Half Moon Bay shooter, authorities say Zhao legally purchased a semi-automatic handgun. As lawmakers grapple with the issue of gun control, the best advice for now is to report anything suspicious.
And stay with CBS News Bay Area for continuing coverage of the shooting. We'll bring you the very latest on air and online.
In other top stories right now, advisors to the FDA are meeting to talk about COVID vaccines. A parade of variants continue to challenge the system. So now, the government advisors are considering a shift to a once-a-year shot similar to the flu vaccines. That shot would likely cover multiple strains of the virus. Only people with weakened immune systems be encouraged to get a second shot.
House Representative Adam Schiff has announced he is running for Senate. He is the latest California Democrat to jump into the primary. Representative Katie Porter says she's also running, and East Bay Congresswoman Barbara Lee reportedly plans to run as well. They are all vying to replace the longtime Senator Dianne Feinstein, who is 89 years old. She has filed re-election paperwork, but has not yet decided whether to run again.
Okay, let's get the first alert meteorologist Jessica Birch, and I think today is the warmest, isn't it?
Oh my goodness, it really is. Oh, nice. We're talking about 70s right now, guys. Oof. Just up in the North Bay. It doesn't feel like it's wintertime still, and it doesn't look like it either. But I will say this, it is a breezy day for us once again today, kind of like a copy and paste of yesterday's forecast. We're already sitting in the 60s throughout most of the Bay Area. Santa Rosa is already into the 70s. It's a beautiful, warm, sunny day up in wine country, but it is breezy in certain spots all throughout the Bay. Let's talk about the Oakland area real fast. If you are driving along the Bay Bridge into Oakland, or coming out of it, just be very careful. We can see those wind gusts really light up for the next couple hours. To add to that, high pressure offshore is allowing for warmer than normal conditions. Daytime highs today are a little bit above average, even significantly above average up in the North Bay. But that's going to change. Right around the corner, we have low pressure making its way in, and that's going to cool us off into the weekend and give us a chance of showers. I'm going to have more on that in just a bit, but for now, back to you guys.
Well, 49ers fans grab gear at Levi's Stadium while checking out the Red and Gold's final open practices. This just days before the NFC Championship Conference game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Fans tell us they're confident heading into Sunday's matchup.
We're winning. You know what I'm saying? I'm winning. We win.
49ers over the Eagles, score of 31-19.
Go Barry, man.
Well, 49ers fans can feel it, but what about the team? They face the top-seeded Philadelphia Eagles with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line. Vern Glenn has more.
This is the Volkswagen Red and Gold Report.
The 49ers were on the practice field Wednesday without a few key players. Christian McCaffrey, Elijah Mitchell, Deebo Samuel all set out with injuries, but all are expected to play on Sunday. San Francisco is gearing up for their third NFC title game in 4 years. They came up short in LA 12 months ago and are hoping for a much different outcome in Philadelphia.
I could just go back to my rookie year making the Super Bowl, and just you still just have that bad taste in your mouth. And as you go back to last year, you know, we're a couple of plays to making the Super Bowl again, and you just kind of like, dang, like, what's it really going to take for us to get there?
We know this is the year to get it done. We have the talent, we have the coaches, we have the guys that want to get it more than anything.
This team rises to the occasion of each next step that we take, and I'm really confident in this squad.
With the Red and Gold Report, I'm Vern Glenn.